from the Sikya. Krovei HaKodesh. Krovei HaKodesh. Nadav HaNavi, Rashi says, people are so close to Ribono Shel Olam, and they die young, Nebuch. Nadav HaNavi, supposed to be the kind of Gedolim, weren't married, so close to a mamish to replace Moshe and Aaron. Those of us who are left, we see such a holy Jew, such an neshama of a tmimus, a medaktik in mitzvahs, such dikduk in mitzvahs. He was medaktik mamish, every prat. He was gifted with such an amazing memory, such amazing tefisa. He remembered everything that he ever learned. I don't know if he knew what the word shikcha meant. And he knew every prat of every mitzvah. I once heard a beautiful drasha from our Rebbe, Rav Yosef Ber Salavetsky Tzitzal, said the godless of the seifrim, that they counted the letters. They counted the letters. What it means they counted the letters? Not a big deal. Can count the letters. But for them, every letter was so precious. Every letter of the Sefer Torah was so precious. Also, Ois Achas. It's possible. They knew every Tzuras Ois. They knew every Tag. They knew exactly how you're supposed to do it and what every Tag meant. This was Dan Chaim Alevi. Zeichet Zayat Vacha. He was such a medagdik. He knew every ice, every tag. He knew every little minik, how you do things. And such a yid is taken away at such a young age. What can we say, those of us who are left? What will we say when we come in front of the Kisei HaKavod? We're here in this world. Are we medaktik in mitzvahs? Do we know every letter in the Sefer Torah the way he did? Hillel Machayev Aniyim. Hillel was Machayev Aniyim. Dan Chaim Alevi was Machayev everybody who knew him to a little bit to try to be like he was, such a medagdic. Remember, I visited him once in the hospital. It was a Pella Shane Kamoy. He was so medagdic, the tefillah. He wouldn't even say a Shalom Aleichem till he finished every word of the tefillah. I had to sit there for maybe 3/4 of an hour. Then when he finished, he says, I apologized. I did see you, but I had to be medagdic. I had to concentrate on the tefillahs. He should be zeicher. He should be a vad. I'm sure he will be a tremendous man, tremendous male. It's Yosha for Am Yisrael, for the Jews, especially in America, where he grew up and where he lived. He's joining his parents. He was a Yosim from both sides. I'm sure he'll be a Melitz Yosha for those of us who are still in this world. And a Melitz Yosha for Klal Yisrael. And he should be a Zechus for Am Yisrael. Should be a Kapara, Misa Sadiq and Machaperis. We're privileged to know him. Yeshiva was privileged to have such a bacha, such a tzaddik come through. He was a balkaira in the yeshiva. He had the Torahs. And he was the main balkaira for Megillas Esther, Mordechai and Esther. Such a yid who was so medagdic in every drop of the Megillah, to say it exactly the right way.
And he used to remind me on my davening Rosh Hashanah. He said, Rabbi Reichman, he says, you know, last year you sang a niggin, and there was one note that you didn't do exactly the same. This year you missed a note. Amazing, amazing, pedagogic, mamish from the Seifrim. We should be zeicher that his schus, which was our schus to know him, will be a schus b'shemayim for Am Yisrael and for all the people. I can't mention, I don't know, I wasn't involved, I know of Aaron and his Rebbetzin was so much asik for him and the other people in the shul. It's a chesed shel emes, mamish, that you did for him, especially the last few years when he was sick. This chesed shel emes will be, like Yaakov says, chesed ve emes. It'll be an emes, the emes is a chus for you and your children. You should have no time, you should have only good health and good brachas. Bila, amoros lo netzach, amoch Hashem lakim dimam al kol ponim.
Amen. See you. See ya. The love haste.
The mitzvah to l'shmar divrei chachamim. So I'll just try to say a few words quickly because Rav Khan is asking me to say a few words. I am not really. I just share a few things with you about Rav Don. His whole life was just like we're standing right now. He was at Sunway. He kept himself behalten. He did, you know, pretty. You know, tremendous things, and things fell into place for him in wondrous ways. With his health, with the doctors were astounded. In several times we saw Mamish Nisim Gluyim, the doctors could not imagine that the cancer receded. They said, they never saw such a thing. It can stop, but it can't go backwards. It was an impossibility. They themselves were baffled. Even today, the last day of his life, Kadosh Baruch Hu was made things work in such an incredible manner. There were so many things I could tell you about, but today he has a friend of his, a close friend, I think his name is Aryeh Mark, came from L.A. It's the first time he came to see him in months, and he's a married fellow with his own family, and he heard that Dan was doing poorly. He said, I'm going to fly and I have to go see with him. Little did we know that this was going to be the last day of Rav Don's life, and he was there with him, Mamish, Tzias Mishama, and he was sitting with him, he's davening with him, he's learning with him, he made a sima mishnayis with him, and then he asked me, he says, Dan, you want me to maybe sing a little bit with you? So he said, show me something. He says, wink with your eyes, make a little wiggle or something. So he did. He said, okay, good, so we'll sing Yedid Nefesh together. And he sang Yedid Nefesh when he got the last few words of Yedid Nefesh. Last few words. He had Yetzias Yeshama. Think about the last few words of Yedid Nefesh, what it says over there. Kivah Moed. Maher Ahav, Kivah Moed. Chanenik Me'aylam. He took a deep breath, and that was it. Yetzias Yeshama, sorry. Chanenik Me'aylam. His whole life, even now, this is a Mabakach, kind of a rushed Hesped, a rushed Leviah. He's going to be full terror to Israel. Come, then he'll be able to do the Kivah before Shabbos. His whole life was that. But Sneas, nobody knew what was really lurking. Anybody had shaykhs to him. They took out much more from him than he took from them. There's no shayla. He was a different type of neshama that wasn't here. I'll leave you with one quick thing. He was crying once and he was saying that, you know, I can't deal with the kinna. I don't know how to strengthen. I want to cleanse myself from the kinna. So what's your kinna so much? So he says, I'm a kind of people like when he's laning, and I should be the one leading the oilum, and I want to lead the oilum in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I want to have nicer tzitzit. Somebody has nicer tzitzit. So this is Arya was telling me this. So he said to him, you know, kin is usually for other things. People are your money, your house, your other things. So he said, how can somebody be a makan of someone for their money, for their family, for the covered? How Kodesh Baruch Hu gives everybody what they need? That doesn't make any sense. That's his idea of kin, it was makan of somebody else's his attainments in Ruchnius. I have nothing but to say, but he did bring so many people together, so many people pushed themselves, so many neighbors, so many friends, somebody came out, and he was very mamish that he was there with he didn't so to speak die alone. We were all there with him. Everyone who was mishtatev, everyone has a good to better with them up in Shemayim, and mavis on that.
Pasuk says Vayeyove Kishimoy. Don Chaim. How many times we said Don Chaim ben Esther Rivka? Malach HaMavis hounded Don. and nisim geluyim, which we witnessed with our own eyes, time and again, as Gabinsian said just before, time and again, the doctor said to Shem Fafalon, says Lacha Maisa, time and again they gave him days, maybe weeks, but the Ribbono Shel Olam gave him years. The struggle of Don Chaim Halevi was an unbelievable, monumental fight against the Malach HaMavos. It was a fight against Yiyush. It was a fight against depression. And he always came out. The Shemesh always shined for him, because he was so tzomut to the Ribbono Shel Olam and such a Baal Achrayis, like Rav Reichman Zalzayin Gesundten Shtak said over and over so beautifully, his Achrayis for the mitzvahs, the counting of the Oisiyos, the responsibility to be perfect in his Avodah, this never allowed him to become depressed, to fall into despair. His concern, his ava for the Ribbono Shel Olam, never allowed the Malach to overcome him. The Gemara says in Baba Basra that Tunis Rufus asks Rabbi Akiva, why does the Ribbono Shel Olam allow you to support the Oni if he wants him to be poor? What right do you have to take care of him and to make him rich? Rabbeisai, Don Chaim was alone in the world. After he lost his mother, and the father was very, very ill for a very long time in that Negea, the brother was in Eretz Yisrael. Einer in der Welt is er geblieben. And that gave the Kehila, that gave especially Michael Lipstein, his cousin, and Va'al Kulam, because he wasn't a Karev, Rabben Tzion, whom you just heard, a Malach in human form, that gave them the opportunity to do chasodim, neiroyim, v'nifloyim, which elevated the Kehila and elevated Klal Yisrael and provided innumerable zechuyos, the likes of which probably could change the destiny of the world. Unbelievable mesiras nefesh for this person, so that he should never be alone. And there is no shaila in my, no question in my mind, not one shred of question, that they were responsible for many of those nisim gluyim. That the care that Michael and Ben Tzion had, and the attendant who was with him, that they gave to this tzaddik yisoid olam, that he shouldn't suffer, not a single bed sore. Not a single bed sore. He was the last kufa in Sloan Kettering for a few days, and suddenly he says a bed sore. All these years, not a single bed sore. Ribbono da Alma Kula, what kind of an achrayis that is? What kind of mesiras nefesh that is? What kind of avos Yisrael that is? What a madrega v'ahavta le'reacha kamoicha that is? And there's no shaila that that koyach was a chelik of why but Don Chaim came into this world. Ayosim in many ways, not just me'avu me'aim, but in many ways. He was a nitzrach in many ways. He was an oni in many ways. Even as before we know he was such an oshir in his avoda and his mitzvahs, but he was an oni. And the opportunity to be zeichet to olam haba that he gave the kehila and these yechidim who was so meisa nefesh for him, is neirav oyim. I just want to be mesayim. It says that Yaakov Avinu went back for the pachim ktanim. The pachim ktanim. Don Chaim proved his incredible devotion to the Ribbono Shel Olam with the pachim ktanim, with the diktukim of mitzvahs in b'chol proteim v'diktukeim. Like we said before, every tag, every kutzei shel yud. By him, the mitzvah was not b'shleimus, v'kem in the stone. And the whole yesod of his life was that. It wasn't one day or another day or one tkufa or another tkufa. Mamish miyoyim amdoy al daitai. He was boicha for himself that tremendous mesirus to mitzvahs b'shleim musam. That was his pachim ktanim. He goes back for the pachim ktanim and he's zoicha to fight the malachamovis and to give us all those zechuyos. He had this yosim, this einer alein, mensch, einer in the welt, thousands of friends and yedidim and oyhavim and ma'aritzim and ma'arichim. He was a person that will always remain alive in our memories. He was a person that gave us tremendous chizuk, tremendous Rebbe of ours, an unbelievable muster, an unbelievable role model of what it means to be an emes eved Hashem. Without negiyas and pnius, he was a mufshat. He was already mufshat many years before the neshama left his guf. And the Baruch Shalom should allow him to be a melitz yosha for all of us. We ask mechila on behalf of the entire kehillah, on behalf of all the talmidim of our yeshiva that knew him, on behalf of all the batei kneisios of batei medrashos that he was zoicha, that we were zoicha, that all of them were zoicha to have him in their midst. All of us, I'm a shaliach to ask mechila don Chaim Halevi. We never did enough, except maybe for Ben Zion. We never did enough. We never did enough. It was impossible that we should be able to do enough. And we never gave you the covet that you deserved, because you didn't allow us to give you covet. And how many times you used to come and ask me for mechila? Maybe, Rebbe, I did this. Rebbe, I did that. Maybe I said this. Maybe I was meira halacha b'fnei rabbi. Mochuloch, mochuloch, mochuloch. But on Chaim, we ask you mechila. We ask you mechila, and we hope that you have, of course, nothing against any of us. We tried, we meant well, we wanted to take care of you. We wanted to take care of you. This is Hashem Yisbarach. You should be a melitz yosha for all of us in our mishpachas, for all your yedidim, for all those who cared about you and who loved you so very, very dearly. We were your mishpacha. All of us, we were your mishpacha. You had a big mishpacha, Don Chaim. You had a very big mishpacha. You had a lot of brothers and sisters. You had a lot of parents, a lot of cousins, a lot of uncles and aunts. We were your mishpacha. And we will miss you so terribly. The smile, the chachma, the tremendous zikaron, the unbelievable avas Hashem, the incredible zehirus in mitzvahs and diktuk in mitzvahs. We will miss all of that. And we don't know if we'll ever see Tmurasai. It's kashemesh batzoharayim. Don Chaim, you left us. It should be a melitz yosha for all of us. It should be zeicha. Moch Hashem dimam al kol ponim v'noim al amen.
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 Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah. You have a light?
Yeah. I know who this belongs to. I don't want to turn around.
Emoli rachamim, eshoichev v'v'v'v'im b'mam ramir ramim. Hametzei menucha nechoina kan v'chei ha-shechino. V'mahalois k'doshim u'toyerim, k'zoyar urokiya. Oy masihi yirim Es nishmas horav don chayin Ben remechol halevi Sholach li oy lomoy Bavur shenoidim tzedako Yad askaras nishmasai Oy began a yidan a ten menuchasai lochein hoy bal rachamim yastireyu v'sefer seis ha'knof of li'olamim v'yisrael v'yisrael rachayim es nishmosoy Adonai unachlosoi, v'nuach al mishkavoi b'sholoim, v'noi mar
amein. Amen.
What is it? They're taking the time. Is it seen? You know what time they're taking the hour?
Yeah.